Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 7 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for staying with me, having a great visit with our good friend Ruth King, the author of The Ugly Truth About Small Business, also The Ugly Truth About Managing People, and her new book coming out real soon, Courage to be Profitable, The Courage to be Profitable, which I'm very excited about for her. I know a little bit about the book. I'm excited about it being available to you, my friends. You're going to want to make sure you know about all the resources surrounding that book that Ruth's making available, and I'm looking forward to helping you launch that book in a few weeks, Ruth.
Yeah, I'm excited too.
Yep. So let's talk about the third mistake, major mistake people make with their cash and their finances, and it's all about growth and the growth mistake.
Right. Growing my business keeps me in business, which is just it can and it doesn't. Yeah. The story. One of my clients. True story. He grew his business from zero to $2 million and never really understood his financials and never really thought about it. And then at $2 million, he stopped growing and started not being able to pay his bills.
Yeah.
And so he called me on the phone, and I went in, and I did the analysis, and it turned out he was losing a nickel every dollar that came in the door.
Wow.
For a really long period of time. And the reality is that the growth masked the problems because the revenues that came
the cash flow fooled him, didn't it?
Yeah, it really did, because finished one job, started the next project, it had the cash to do that, and as long as the company was still growing, that cash flow really continued until it stopped.
It's interesting how a company can survive on cash flow without being profitable, and that's not a bad strategy. That's not a bad way to get going, get started. But eventually, those lines cross and they go the other way, don't they? Where the more you grow, and if you're not profitable, eventually your equity starts eroding, and there's a line that gets crossed there. And if you don't know when you're crossing that line, then you're going to do what I call succeeding yourself out of business.
Right. Absolutely. And you know, you think about it, as you grow, you're funding receivables, you're funding overhead employees, you're funding inventory, for those of you who, have inventory. I mean, you're just funding all these things.
Yep.
And the cash flow is there to do it, and the growth is necessary to do it. I mean, if you look at the Inc. 500, how many of them are out of business within 5 years because of that rapid growth?
That's a lot of them. Yep. Well, and this is where, Ruth, the simple 12-month, 24-month cash flow projection can really come in handy, can it?
Absolutely.
Because then all you got to do is project the growth that you're experiencing. If you're doing all the right things, you've got customers coming in the door, they're calling you, they're buying from you, congratulations. Ruth and I aren't saying, we're saying good job, well done. But if you're not paying attention to the impact that's going to have, if you can build this 12, even 24 month, I have 12 and 24 month spreadsheets. Cash flow spreadsheets for our business, Ruth. And if you project that, then you say, okay, this is where I need to pay attention to make sure my customers are paying me on time. And even if they do, I'm going to need some help in August and November. Mr. Banker, Ms. Banker, here's my spreadsheets. This is when I'm going to need some cash from you.
Mm-hmm.
You're a hero when you do that, Ruth, aren't you?
And you're appreciated because they know that you understand what you're doing.
That's right. If you don't do what we just said, then you're gonna one of these days you're just gonna run off a cliff.
Hope not, but it can happen.
Yeah,
it definitely can happen. You just got to take it. There's nothing wrong with profitable growth. Growth is good as long as it's profitable growth.
Yeah.
If it's unprofitable growth, you have a problem. You got to know what you have.
One of the ways you can see this happening, Ruth, is when you see a company that's a legacy company, it's been around a long time, 40, 50, 100 years, third, fourth generation running it, their business model is one that's not a contemporary one. They haven't made the adjustments. But at one time, the family was the richest people in town.
Yep.
Or one of the richest people in town. They had lots of money. Well, eventually that equity gets eroded one bite at a time. And over time, they wind up just going out of business because they ran out of equity.
Yep, and they ran out of cash.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Hey, Ruth, give us the website again, please.
It's www.thecouragetobeprofitable.com.
Thecouragetobeprofitable.com. That's the title of the book coming out real soon. Ruth, thanks for being here. Good job today.
Thanks, Jim. I appreciate it. Anytime.
We'll see you next time. I told you, ladies and gentlemen, we get smarter when Ruth King joined us. And we did. And I'll be back after. Actually, I will be back. I'll be back tomorrow. I got to take a break, and I'll see you then. Until then, remember that a ship in the harbor is safe, but that's not what ships were made for.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.